K255BT
100.1 Lake Charles,
K261EB, and KQJO-FM
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi,
and online at www.kaytfm.com.
I'm Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're now listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is an independent outreach ministry of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church located at 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. We're preaching and teaching the Word of God on a regular basis. Join us now as we enter into our service already in progress. Stand before your presence and share words of consolation, words of jubilation, and words of exaltation as we glorify your name, for your name is above all names. Now, Father, we pray at this anointed and appointed hour that you would look down upon this thy servant and give words that it may live and breathe life unto these thy people. We pray, Lord God, that what you place upon my heart will come from my lips and be shared to a people who will hear what thus says the Lord. So now, Lord God, we pray by your power, your grace, as well as your provision, that you would now breathe on me. Fill me now, Lord God, with spirit anew, that I may say what you've anointed me to say and do what you've anointed me to do. We glorify you in the highest, for truly you're worthy of all praise and worthy of all honor and worthy of all glory. In Jesus' name and for his sake we pray. Amen. Give it honor to God, my brothers, sisters in ministry, Reverend Weston, Reverend Cotton, to you, the Antioch family, those of you that are with us today, those who are visiting with us, those that are listening by Radio Paradise Ministry, and those that are watching us as we stream live, we greet you yet again in the blessed name of our Lord and blessed Savior, Jesus Christ. If you have your Bibles with you this morning, there's a word from the Lord that is taken from Malachi 3 and 10. And we have it already on the screen. Malachi 3 and 10, where we find these words which are recorded. Bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. And try me now in this, says the Lord of hosts. If I will not open up the windows of heaven and pour out for you such blessing that there will not be room enough to receive it. Thank you. You may be seated. Bring you all the tithes into the storehouse that there may be meat in my house. And prove me now herewith, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. I want to use our topic, blessed in our giving. Blessed in our giving. Speak, Lord, through me, that I may speak to your people, that the words that I say will impact the hearts and the content of a people. Blessed in our giving. We think about Malachi. Malachi is one of 12 minor prophets. Malachi was one who wrote the book relating to the nation of Israel to turn from the way they were approaching God and start anew and hear the words of the Lord. Malachi, much like contemporary pastor today, is sharing words to his people to hear a word prophetically for such a time as this. And as we embrace what God is about to lay before us, we must understand that God will only say his word one time, because he does not repeat himself. And what I have learned in my some 74 years is that when God gives me a message to share, I relate that message to you. Sometimes it's misunderstood, sometimes it is misapplied, but sometimes we don't understand why God is doing. But I am reminded that God says that his ways are not like our ways, neither is his thoughts like our thoughts. And when we stop trying to implement our will instead of let God's will be done, then we will get parenthetically what God is trying to reveal to this generation, to this people. And so if you are his people, which are called by his name, will humble yourself and pray and seek his faith and turn from your wicked way, then will you hear from heaven, and he will forgive our sin and he will heal our land. So Malachi was sharing some prophetic words, because these are prophetic times. Malachi was sharing some words that was impacting as the book was being about to close from the old covenant of the Old Testament to the new. Malachi wrote the last book in the Old Testament according to scripture, and he is now revealing what God is about to do to a people. A people whom he loved, a people who he has separated. And yet we find ourselves today in a contemporary society trying to find out what God desires for us to know and what God desires for us to be. And so we are blessed with what Malachi was about to say, because that word blessing was something that Jesus said on the Sermon on the Mount. For when you think about what the Lord was doing, he always talked about blessed or good. And when God is speaking, God is up to something that is good in our life. And what God has done will always be good, because God loves us more than we love ourselves. And so he said, blessed. My brothers and sisters, that word blessed in the original Greek is makarios. Now that's an unusual word, but it really said blessed to a nation or to a people. But in the Hebrew, it is baruch. And that word baruch, Pastor, why are you giving me this? Because the Lord told me, stop giving your church milk, because they need to understand I'm giving you food now. I'm giving you something that you can have and handle and understand, even if you have to go back to the original text. I'm giving you meat that will last all of your life, and not milk that would go in you and just go out. He said, give my people and give them meat so that they will understand the prophetic word that is being given to a nation that will hear. And they will understand who I am and why they are blessed. There it is. To be a part of what God's program is all about. You do know you are blessed today because you are here. You are blessed because the Lord has made you different. unusual and special. You are blessed to see the powers of God being manifested in this generation. You are blessed because the Lord is drawing you closer to Him. And it does not matter who tried to take and rob you of your blessing. The Lord says, I've got something greater in store for you. That word bless can also mean to bring pleasure, contentment, a good fortune. It also means favor. Anybody need favor? You got up this morning. You are clothed in your right mind. Your body is well. You got food on your table. You got clothes on your back. God says, I'm blessing you because of His favor. And His favor is His grace, which is God's unmerited favor. God has a favor in store for you. And He's got your name wrote on it. And because, help me, Holy Spirit, because somebody got to get this. God has favor on you because He's trying to save you from yourself. And sometimes we wrestle and we fight with God so much. And God says, why are you fighting with me when I'm trying to save you? The Lord is bringing us into a commonality or a unified body that we will honor and glorify His name. For our God is worthy of our praise, honor, and glory. That's the God that we serve today. So as a child, growing up, Donald, I didn't understand this thing about giving. And I find it hard to even preach about it. You have to pull my teeth, push me to make me talk to you about your giving and my giving. Because I think our giving is personal, but it ought to be profitable. You'll get that. Your giving ought to be personal, but it also ought to be profitable. Personal because it's between you and God. Profitable because what you give to God will explode and He will make more of it. And when you let God into your business, God can explode your business and multiply it so that your oil and your meal will never run out. See, I've tried Him. And when you have tried Him and you've seen what He has done, you understand what I'm talking about. But if you never try Him, if you never give in to Him, you will never get your breakthrough. Because God ain't gonna force you to do nothing, baby. Because the God that we serve is rich in mercy, saving us from ourselves. Every now and then we need saving. Because the day you came into the saving knowledge of our Lord, our God, and our King, He was drawing you out of a world and bringing you into a covenant agreement with Him. It goes all the way back to Abraham, who's the father of many nations. There were some black folks in that nation. We can go to Moses. There were some black folks in that nation. And God is looking at some people, and He's not a God of color, because He's a God who have no color. But He's a God who loves all colors. And we are the one who wrestle and fight with color, because we have differences. And the differences that we have are so minor that God is asking the world, why? Why do you fight with your brother and your sister? For God so agape loved the world that He came to die for all mankind. And the God that we serve is the same God of yesterday, today, and forevermore. So my brothers and sisters, I understood something about giving, because I used to see people put money in the collection plate, Daryl, and then I would see people take money out of the collection plate. And so as a child, not understanding, I put a dime in the collection plate, a nickel in the collection plate, and I took a dime out, not knowing.
Thank you for listening to Paradise Ministry. If anything said today was encouraging to you, consider supporting the ministry by sending your tax-deductible love gift to the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71301. Attention Media Ministry. Until next time, God bless you and keep you.
Now, back to the hits. Back to the music.
Please believe that.
Beyonce.